From JMI Wealth this Tuesday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
I wonder when you're going to get onto this. We're festooned and besieged in our house by the phenomenon that is Fortnite, of course. But beyond the pain and the bum that it is, as a parent, it is a phenomenally successful business.
Incredible. I mean, you know, any discussion of Fortnite, though, Mike, does seem to inevitably start with that discussion of teenagers spending, you know, too much time in front of their screens. Then it fast moves on to the recalcitrant youth of today, then the need for them to get outside. What's the world coming to? But of course, the global phenomenon that is Fortnite is actually big business. And recently we were reminded just how big that business opportunity is. Now, if you don't think gaming is big business, earlier in October, 27,000 people descended on Las Vegas for what they call the Global Gaming Expo. This is called GTE. And esports, so these people actually play, people actually watching other people play games, is now so big that some US colleges are offering scholarships to students who will play on the college esports team. And get this, you're going to love this number, Mike. It's estimated that by 2019, 427 million people will be watching some form of esports on a regular basis. Oh, so yeah, this is big. Now, the makers of Fortnite, a crowd called Epic Games, now they've just undertaken a funding round that reportedly values Epic, the owner of and the maker, it's not the only thing they do, but it's their biggest, it's the biggest part of their business, that values Epic at $15 billion, $23 billion. So basically they've gone out and got some equity funding from a group of private equity and other investors, including this quite a well-known private equity firm called KKR. They raised $1.25 billion. Now that pushed the valuation of the whole business to that $15 billion level. What's more interesting, Mike, though, is that that is three times what it was 6 months ago. So the thing is just going off. Mm. Epic's based in North Carolina. Walt Disney, Chinese giant Tencent, they're also on the share register. Apparently Tencent came on board in 2012. They bought 40% of Epic. Now, that valued it, I'm finding lots of different numbers, but let's just say a number of around $1 billion. So 2012, $1 billion. 2018, $15 billion. That's not bad, is it?
That's amazing.
Tim Sweeney's the controlling shareholder. He's the founder. Set it up in his parents' basement in 1991. You got to love that, don't you?
Yes, you do. And Black Ops is the next one to watch out for, of course, because yep, like all things, there's a trend coming. Now, Vista, talk to me about Vista, because I followed Vista, and Vista's a great New Zealand story.
Yeah, it's not well known. There were a couple of announcements on the internet yesterday. I just wanted to highlight this. Vista, it's not a well-known name, but Vista provides technology students. It's listed on the NZX. It provides technology solutions to cinema complexes. So we're talking the in-house software that they use relating to ticket sales. They've also got software related to loyalty schemes. And it really has been a global success. And yesterday they announced that they'd signed up a business called Marcus Theatres. This is the fourth largest cinema exhibition chain in the US. So it's big. It was founded in 1935. They've got 68 cinema sites across 8 states. When they roll that Vista Cinema software out across all those sites, Vista will have 47% market share of this, what they call the large circuit market in the US. That's a pretty phenomenal success story, I think, for a New Zealand company to basically have taken half of that business out of the US. So a wonderful story there.
Nice one. What are the numbers for this Tuesday?
This Tuesday morning, the Dow Jones bouncing back, 24,829, up 138, so a little bit of a bounce back there. S&P 500, 2674, also up 15, and the Nasdaq's sort of bouncing around up and down. It's up 9 last time I checked, 7176. Over in the UK, they liked what's going on over there, up 87 points on the FTSE 100, 7027, over a 1% gain. The Nikkei, 21149, down 35, showing a composite, 2542. They were down 57 or lost 2% yesterday. The ASX 200, 5728, up 63. And the NZX 50 yesterday, we gained 0.55%, 47 points, closing at 8615. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar, 0.6526 US, 0.9234 Aussie, 0.5732 Euro, 0.5098 pounds, 73.39 yen, gold $1,228.83, Brent crude $77.37.
You have a great day, mate. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth. He and the expertise at jmiwealth.co.nz.